Eric marvelled at the beauty of nature, reflecting on how he was sometimes too busy to notice the world around him. It was so easy to rush about, never stopping to look around and enjoy living right now in the moment. He thought of his wariness about the two-legged beings whom he believed never appreciated the beauty of the earth, because they always rushed around in noisy tin cans on wheels that exploded with smoke coming out of the back. They're strange beings. They try flying like birds in metal tubes with solid wings, and they hurry everywhere, always talking into little boxes close to their ears. He'd occasionally seen them walking along the riverbank, never looking around, but always eyes down, talking into their little flat ringing boxes that they gripped so tightly. Rushing about, not looking or appreciating what's around you, never did anyone any good. And with that, he rested his head on the back of his deck chair, tipped his straw hat forward, and closed his eyes. The smells of the riverbank were just divine. Hypnotic scents from the wild garlic and jasmine floated under his nose, along with the smell of oak wood from the bark of the woodland trees. The warmth of the afternoon sun shone its light on the grasses that threw their scent high up into the soft breeze and carried Eric's attention to the sound of a distant hum. It was a dull, uneven, droning sound far, far away. Eric thought it must be one of those metal tubes with wings flying the two-legged beings to faraway lands. So he stirred and opened his eyes to check out the buzzing sound. Craning his neck to see, Eric caught sight of a very busy, breathless water vole pounding his way along the riverbank. Recognising him straight away, Eric stood up and called over to his friend. "Hello, Vic! You're in a hurry. Come over if you like," and beckoned the busy vole towards him. "Hi, Eric," replied the vole, stepping carefully onto Eric's leafy platform. I'm really sorry, but I can't stop. I am so busy. I've got loads to do. Food to collect and store, then swimming with the little voles, then I've got to sort out our home extension. I've no time to get it all done, so I can't stop now. It's all right for you, sunning yourself here." Eric shook his head and placed his famous willow-crafted monocle to his eye and peered at Vic. His eye bulged so much through the glass that Vic had to lean back out of the way of the great big eye. "You know what, Vic," Eric advised, "the more you rush, the more you miss, and the less you'll get done. More haste, less speed, my friend." Eric looked at him and retorted, "Huh, I don't miss that much," and looked far down the river with his pointy nose, saying, "What's that humming or buzzing or something over there?" Whilst the two friends peered towards the buzzing sound, Eric carefully sat back down in his deck chair to get a clearer view of the sky, and as he did so, an expression of wisdom and understanding slowly swept across his face. The woodland animals and river creatures had no need of those little talking boxes that the two-legged beings relied on, for they were in tune with their world and already sensed that Eric was thinking very deeply. They had already observed Eric speaking with Vic the vole, and they sat in the trees listening for wise words. They all became aware of the strange, relentless buzzing sound getting closer and louder. The birds chattered with each other to try and locate it, whilst a heron, who sat polishing his beak on the moss of a nearby tree stump, very confidently announced that he thought at first it was a black pebble dancing in the sky. The birds stifled their giggles, whilst the heron added, "I don't know that it could have been pebbles, because pebbles don't buzz or fly. I'm sure it is a very busy bee." "You you could hear the birds giggling their beaks off at the heron's conclusion that a bee could possibly make this much pointless noise. The mighty, distinguished heron was annoyed that everyone dismissed his observation so readily and stretched himself up tall, proudly pushing his newly polished beak high in the air. He flexed his majestic wings against his body and retorted, "Well, laugh if you like, but I'm telling you, that's one very busy bee up there, and he's coming this way fast. He'll end up in the river at this rate. You'll see." Vic the Vole laughed and said, "Certainly looks like a bee, but it's not likely to be that daft. Anyway, bees can't swim and haven't got time for idle buzzing. They've got loads of extra work to do because there aren't many bees around these days, so they have to be well organised." Eric nodded in agreement and, putting his monocle up to the sky, soon spotted that what could be the biggest black and yellow buzzing bee ever flying chaotically toward Blankety Blank and getting closer by the second.